Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
And good morning to everyone, and thank you for listening to Kicks Country. It's now time for the Clay County Corner from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And we'll be right back right after these messages. And
hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, some events that are coming up, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening, and I'll double-check on the time. I think it's at 5 o'clock due to basketball games. Actually, tonight it's going to be replayed at 6 o'clock on Kicks Country 101.5. This gives you an opportunity to tell some of your family and friends in the surrounding counties to catch the evening replay. Family from other states can actually listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. All you have to do is go to the Delhalla Horizon webpage and click on the link to catch this week's show and even to review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. I want to thank Delhalla Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. So people even all the way out in Colorado, if you've got family out there, all you got to do is give them that website, and they can pop on there and listen to you if you're on today or if you were on a previous broadcast. Please remember today from 10:30 this morning, which is just in a little bit, until 2:30 p.m. is the day that the archivists are going to be here from the Tennessee State Library. They're going to be down at the Clay County Community Center, and their job is to start recording and digitalizing some of the memorabilia that's owned by local residents or an exhibit that's entitled Looking Back, the Civil War in Tennessee. Photos, and if you've got some, any of your old Civil War related photos, bring those in this morning between 10:30 and 2:30. Let those be scanned or digitally photographed. Now, they're not going to take possession of the photos, so you don't have to worry about that. And you will also receive copies of those photographs, and then they're going to be there to give you tips on how to preserve the original photos. It's a really great opportunity to help preserve some of those priceless photos. And don't forget, it is basketball season. Games start with the Lady Bulldogs at 6 o'clock p.m., and then the boys begin around 7 o'clock p.m. Fell to Pickett County last Friday night while our boys dominated with an 80-52 win over the Bobcats. There was no scheduled game this past Tuesday, so if you don't remember hearing about it, it's because it didn't happen. And our Clay County boys team do continue to be a powerhouse in our district, and they've now risen to be positioned fourth in the state. Come on out to a home game tomorrow night, January the 30th, as we host Gordonsville. Next week, on February the 3rd, we will return to the court to host Jackson County and then travel. And that plans to be a big game. It's always a big game between those two. And then we'll be traveling to Clark Range on Tuesday the 5th. And then we'll be back home for the final home court game for these senior players as they will host Boyd Christian the final week of 2015 season play. It will be time to get ready then for the district and regional competition. If you haven't been to a game yet, the gym is really nice and warm, and if you miss supper at home or you don't have time and you can't make it to one of our fine local restaurants before the games, Miss Beverly Cherry and her assistants will have some good old hot dogs, pizza, popcorn, and some of those delicious fresh-baked cookies ready for you. Make an effort to hit the gym and support our student athletes. We've got a good show for you during the next hour. So go and grab that extra cup of coffee this morning and sit back and get ready to hear about some of the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Jody Brown with the JCs, from Tara Ashlock Anderson with Hometown Pickin' and Grinnin', and from Lois Turner with the information about the recent Fairest of the Fair state competition. She'll give us an update about that. For now, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back with Miss Jody Brown.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2015. Your Salina merchants have come together to work as a team to provide quality services and merchandise to our community. It's our goal that the Salina-Clay County area become more self-sufficient. We're committed to doing our part to see that this goal becomes a reality. The Merchants Association is asking you to join the effort. Be part of the team. Whenever possible, we encourage you to shop your local businesses. With your support, we can continue to sponsor special events and programs such as the Merchants Money Drawing, Customer Appreciation Day, and Salina Country Christmas. We're busy making plans for 2015, and our calendar of events can be found on our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page, and always right here on Kix Country. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner. As we return, don't forget to call in with all of your birthday and anniversary announcements. I'm getting a lot of birthday announcements, but I'm not getting a whole lot of anniversary announcements, and I know those are coming around and about, too. So don't forget to call in for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call starting today after the show and give us names for next week for the birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing is going to include the week of January the 23rd through today, January the 29th. When you call in, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Somebody will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus, too. Listen today at the end of this show for this announcement, or for this week's announcement, and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of January the 30th through February the 5th. Please wait for the tone to begin speaking and speak slowly and clearly. And please leave your phone number so we can get the correct information if I'm unable to hear you clearly over the answering machine. And sometimes there's a little glitch or a little bit of static or something, and we can't hear the names clearly. I want to thank all the callers so far. I've talked to several of you to know that you're really enjoying those cakes, and we're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. Well, this morning, let me welcome Miss Jody Brown to our show this morning. Jody, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you, and we're glad to have you. Jody's going to be talking about an event that's coming up. Jody, first, if you will, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Well, I'm here for the Jackson County Jaycees. We go by JC Jaycees, just for the pun. Mm-hmm. We are so excited to be having a meet and greet here on Saturday at the East Lake Cafe.
Okay.
To give everybody a chance to come out, meet us, and find out what we're about.
All right. That sounds good. So that's this Saturday, and that's the 31st?
31st at 6 p.m.
Okay, at 6 o'clock p.m., and that's going to be at the East Side Cafe.
Yes.
All righty. If I want to come and find out, what do I need to do when I get there?
We will be there. We hope that John Mark Wendell, our state representative, will be there to meet with people as
well.
Oh,
very good.
Just depends on his schedule. He was hoping
right.
to make it out.
Mm-hmm.
Our officers as well as members will be there to greet everybody and mingle and just see how things are going with everybody and what they would like to see us do in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also providing dinner that night.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so it's a meet and greet and eat.
Yes.
Meet, eat, and greet.
Everything's better with food.
That's right. You know, that's always an enticement to get anybody to go anywhere, usually. So it'll be a good opportunity to ask questions. I know a lot of people, there are so many organizations out there, and people just are not aware of what all we do.
Exactly. This is our second event of this kind of having a meet and greet. Our first one was in Gainesboro.
Mm-hmm.
It was very successful. We registered a whole bunch of new people.
Okay.
Our organization only started about 6 months ago
mm-hmm.
in July, and we are up to 30-ish members in our normal junior chamber chapter, which
mm-hmm.
ranges from age 18 to 41.
Okay.
We also have a master's level JCs
mm-hmm.
that go from 41 and above.
Okay.
And we are one of the few in the state to have a youth chapter.
Oh, wonderful.
Which ranges from our 14 to 17-year-olds that
mm-hmm.
we are excited about.
Yeah. So do those two, or those three, rather, age groups all work together, or do you pretty much have your own meetings and then blend those at times?
The youth have their own meetings, but then they also work with us.
Mm-hmm.
The Junior Chamber and the Masters work in conjunction with each other as one big group.
Okay. Well, does everybody have kind of a goal, a specific goal or a specific project that they're individually working on? Do you collaborate those efforts?
We collaborate on a lot of things. We are in the process of working out our 2015 calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of things we're excited about and want to get ready for. We are actually partnering with the Jackson County Prevention Coalition to host the Pope Salad Festival this year.
Very good.
Which is Mother's Day weekend. We are so excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it takes a lot of people to get involved to keep those things going that are extremely important to the community.
It is, and we are so excited. The Pope Salad Festival is something that Jackson County and Gainesboro is known for.
Exactly.
And we are so happy to get our name put with them to help out.
That's wonderful. Well, you mentioned registration, getting people registered. What does that entail? And I know you're going to be answering those questions later, too, but if you would just maybe give us an idea.
Right. Our youth JCs do not have membership dues.
Okay.
We just pull all them in. Our junior chamber and master's levels have a annual registration fee of $55.
Okay.
That's
not much for a whole year.
It's not for the whole year. And it gets us recognized with our national organization because we are just a chapter from the national group. And that's the amount that they set for us. That is not something that we set out.
Right. Yeah, you know, to be certified, to be a board member, you've got to answer to those higher authorities.
We have a state organization and a national organization.
Yeah. And then the senior, that was the master's
level. The master's level is not recognized with the national group.
Okay.
But because we're a new chapter, and back in the 80s, Jackson County had a JC's chapter.
Uh-huh.
And now we started back in 2014. So we missed a whole generation of people
who
want to be involved. And so that's how we came to develop the master's level.
Oh, okay.
To get those people that kind of missed out on their window.
Yeah. And
to be involved.
And it's, you know, you mentioned having about 30-ish volunteers. That's an awesome number.
That is, especially to be started about 6 months ago.
Right.
And our youth chapter has taken off. They've got between 30 and 40. I've not heard the numbers lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are doing great.
They
are working on, their big event of this year is going to be a business etiquette dinner in order to teach our high school children and youth how to interact in a business-like setting.
Oh, wow. So are you going to be just having all of that concentrated during the dinner, or will there be planning?
We've not worked out a lot of the details yet. That's something in the plans.
Well, that sounds like something that not just our youth needs, but probably a lot of us older people, too.
If you've known it at one time, a refresher doesn't hurt anybody.
Right. And, you know, knowing how we live our lives today, we're all just running and gunning. We're running from here to there. And
all the time.
So many people don't have the opportunity to have a sit-down meal. And then if you go to a formal dinner, you certainly have to think about which fork and which, you know, how to use your silverware even. What are the typical duties if I come in as a member? What do I need to be aware of that I need to be concentrating on? Or
we ask that all the members at least participate in one event a year. We are working on our calendar, as I said, and we are trying to have at least one event a month.
Mm-hmm.
This month is our meet and greet here in Solana. On February 16th, we're going to be having a trivia night at the Spot in Gainesboro.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we are looking at having a 5K and marathon
at
the Pope Salad, in conjunction with the Pope Salad Festival, as well as like a formal night gala, a golf tournament. We try to span many different interests to get everybody involved.
Right. And there are so many different interests out there. You know, I may not be interested at all in running, but another one of those events I might be really keen on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will get back. I'd like for you to talk a little bit about the Camp Discovery.
Okay.
I know that you have some involvement with that.
That will be great.
All right, we'll take a break here.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey with 101.5 FM, and that's Kix Country. I'm hosting the Clay County Corner live at the Clay County Courthouse. If you're just tuning in, I've been sitting here with Miss Jody Brown. She's with the County JCs, and they're having an event. It's coming up Saturday the 31st at the East Lake Cafe. And it's a meet and greet, is what it's called, and it's to stimulate some interest here in the county for joining the JCs Club.
Yes.
Welcome back, Jody. We're going to talk now about the Camp Discovery.
Yes.
I know y'all have a big involvement with Camp Discovery, or are you the primary source for Camp Discovery?
Camp Discovery is run by the JCs Foundation.
Okay.
It is a subset of the JCs, just specifically to help the camp.
Mm-hmm.
We are very blessed in this area to have there are two JC camps in the United States, and we have one here in our own backyard.
Where's the other one located?
I believe Virginia or West Virginia. It's up more up north.
Yeah, we are blessed then, absolutely.
If you've never been to Camp Discovery in Jackson County, it is a gorgeous place. And the director is Faith Henshaw. She is actually a member of our chapter.
Uh-huh.
We are so happy to have her. They do Camp Discovery 3 months out of the year through the summer.
Okay.
It is a special needs camp for adults and children. Very cost efficient compared to the other camps in the area. And they do lots of good things.
Uh-huh.
And then when the camp is not in use for camp,
mm-hmm.
it's available for renting out for church retreats and weddings and things of that nature.
Okay.
They have a website with lots of pictures and information. It is JC Camp, JAYCEE, camp.org. On there you can find registration forms, more information about camp, and contact information for the director, and we always have someone on site as well.
Okay. You know, so this is a three-month summer camp. Is it for those who can go and spend a certain amount of time there, or is it for the whole 3 months?
They do week-long sessions.
Okay.
One session out of the year is targeted for children under 18. The rest of the sessions, and I'm not sure how many sessions they have, is for adults.
Okay.
So they have a lot of adults come in, and then 1 week out of the summer is for the MS multiple sclerosis camp.
Okay.
They come in and do their own camp, but on our grounds.
Okay. Is there, I mean, you know, nothing is free, and I'm sure that there's some kind of a fee involved. Is it very expensive, or do you know what the fee is, or
I know last year's fee was somewhere between the $400 and $500 range, which that includes everything that camp has to offer. We also provide medical staff because we are dealing with a special needs population. There's a nurse on staff. Always, we have a doctor on call, our counselors, and all the activities that they do.
Right. Now, I know that it doesn't just have to come out of the pocket of the individual.
Right. We
are
all...
There can be benevolent donations.
We are always looking for sponsors for our campers. Mm-hmm. We also have a wish list on our website of things that people can donate to help out, things that, you know, are... go through every year, crayons, markers, T-shirts, tie-dye stuff, things like that that we go through every year. We would love, if someone would like to donate, they can contact us.
Right, especially the activities that take that are available while they're there.
Yes.
What if you wanted to be a volunteer with the camp, or what if you had a special... activity that you can do that you would like to share with, like tie-dyeing shirts, is the first thing that's popping in my mind.
That would be up to the, I think you would have to go through the background check and all that because we are working with a population of that nature. But our director, Faith Henshaw, would be able to answer all those questions. Mm-hmm. Her contact information is on the website.
Okay. So that's not something that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, not at all.
As long as you contact her and work that out and do it ahead of time.
You know,
you can't just like tonight think tomorrow is the day. And
right. I don't know the exact date, but in April they are having an open house at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that'll be on the website and our Facebook page and website as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that everybody can look into. And we have campers from all over the state that come to our little neck of the woods.
And again, that website is a very important resource for information, and it is jaycecamp.org.
Yes.
And that's jaycecamp.org, O-R-G.
Yes.
That's a very important piece of information.
It is, and they have so much information on there.
Mm-hmm.
It can answer most questions.
Now, what I know so many people are doing, just social media in general, but Facebook is a big, big thing
in
our area anyway. What is the name of the Facebook page or the Facebook site?
If you go to Facebook and search for Jackson County Jaycees,
okay.
We pop right up, and all of our information that I've talked about today is on there. And if you become friends with us or like us, I don't know how that works, you can get our updates because we at least have one update a week on there to let people know when our next meeting is, where it is, and what events are coming up.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, too. Let's see. We've covered the social media part of it.
And we also have a website, our Jackson County Jaycees.
Oh, your Jackson County Jaycees.
Yes.
Okay.
We are jcjaycees.com. That's jaycees.com.
Okay.
So that can get very confusing.
Right. Yeah. Instead of spelling out the JC for both parts, it's capital JC and then JC. Okay.
Because we are actually the JC Jaycees.
Right.
Just make it a little more confusing for
everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. No, that's not as confusing if you think about it.
Right.
But because that is Jackson County.
And on that website, any events we're doing, anything that has a registration form, they are all on there. We are able to take PayPal and debit card information on our website to pay for any events. So our technology guy has really hooked us up well.
Very, very good. You know, we all need a good technology person.
Yes.
Because it looks not so complicated, but it can be.
It can.
Actually. All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to bring up, something that we maybe skipped over and didn't cover?
Not that I'm aware of. We'd just like to see everybody come out Saturday night and get to know people.
All right. Awesome. And again, that is tell us where and what time.
It is Saturday night the 31st at East Lake Cafe at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. All right. Be there.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jody. I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Well, thank you
and
for having us.
Even though it's cold.
But
hopefully we've got the message out there then, and we'll take a quick break.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back. This is Susan Bailey with 101.5 FM Kix Country, hosting the Clay County Corner live at the Clay County Courthouse. If you're just tuning in, we just heard from Ms. Jody Brown and the JCs. Now I'd like to welcome Tara Ashlock-Henderson to the Clay County Corner. Welcome, Tara.
Thanks so much for having me.
Glad you took. I know you're busy. You're at work today, but thank you for taking the time to come down here, because it's
absolutely
very important, not just for me to announce something, but to hear from the people that are, you know, doing some things out there. And y'all got some stuff started.
We
do.
So
talk about that.
We're trying to Opry musical type deal. It's called Hometown Pickin' and Grinnin'.
I love it.
Yeah. The first show, we wanted to start one in January, so the first show is this Saturday night, starting at 6 o'clock at the Women's Building. It's going to run hopefully about 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
But what we're trying to do, we wanted to start something to provide some good, you know, affordable entertainment for the citizens of Clay County and the surrounding areas. Admission's only $3, and then children 2 and under are free.
Okay.
But with the concession part, and with a lot of the gate, they do a lot of really great things for the people in that area that are cancer patients and their families.
That's for that, but we got kicked off the air for just a second. So let's start back. I tell you what, start back with Clay County Care, and it's after...
Yes, it's kind of fashioned after the We Care in Burkesville. That's where we got the idea.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do something that helped the citizens of Clay County.
Right.
The We Care in Burkesville does mainly assistance with cancer patients, families, the cost of travel, you know, gas filling up there. And then I know that they cook home, you know, home-cooked meals and maybe take to the homes. Just something to help, you know, because that's at the worst time usually most people
absolutely.
So what we wanted to do in Clay County, of course, we wanted to do, you know, cancer patients, but we thought we could maybe do, you know, a couple of instances where, you know, like recently, the little cherry boy from Herman Springs, where he, you know, where he was had to be in the hospital for a long time, and maybe, you know, with instances like that, helping with gas, maybe get them, you know, they can sit down and have a nice meal somewhere, and that can be taken care of.
Yeah.
But again, we're trying to start slowly. We have to start somewhere.
Right.
And we're hoping to every month with the Hometown Pickin' and Grinnin', we're hoping to take a lot of the gate and all the concession money and start putting that into the fund.
Okay, very
and
good.
What we're doing with the gate money is, of course, some is going to the building. The maintenance of the Women's Building, which is a wonderful building. It's wonderful.
It is.
It's great.
Great acoustics in there.
It's fantastic. I love it. And another portion is going for the gentleman that is the PA system. It's kind of like a rental, you know, a continual rental of that. Whatever's left will go for the Clay County Cares.
Of course,
like I said, we're just getting this started. So we're really looking for people that want to become involved in it.
Okay.
They can call me on my cell phone. It's 931 844-6300. There was an ad, I know, in the Horizon, a great ad, and I want to thank them for that. And, it, of course, it's all in there. It was such a great write-up, and I appreciated that so much. But, you know, anybody that wants to volunteer, anybody that wants more information, because we are just trying to
get started.
And,
and that's a lot, getting started.
It is. So we're just trying to take baby steps because it's really hard.
But, you know, the intent behind it all is wonderful.
And
it'll be people helping people.
Exactly.
And you mentioned volunteers. You don't have to be able to sing or play a musical instrument.
But we want volunteers for that, too. Anybody interested in performing, call me. If you're there, Lord willing, Saturday night, if they want to get more information and leave, you know, their contact information for performing, you know, I'm going to try to start keeping everything and, you know, get a hold of people and start scheduling people for every month. So that way nobody gets all the brunt of all the work falls on one person. And that also goes for volunteering for the Clay County Cares, trying to get enough people involved to where it's not just a handful of people that just, you know, get overworked
with
it.
Have to do all of it. And it's, you know, that people don't realize how much of a big undertaking this task is.
It's,
you know, every single thing, there's so much to consider, and there's just a lot of work to be done. But it's so easy to do it if you get enough volunteers.
That's true. That's true. It just
is.
Seems, it seems a lot less of a undertaking.
And, you know, the fun part of it, too, it's just fun to come out and sing and play. It's fun to come out and work in the concession stand, you know. It's fun to come out and be the ticket taker, you know, the money taker, all of that stuff. It just gives you something to do, and I love doing all of it.
In Solana, you know, sometimes you don't have a whole lot of options as far as entertainment go. And so, you know, we want to make it fun. We want to include everybody. Anybody that is a performer or, you know, musician, if they want to, you know, perform, you know, we're not going to say,
and age doesn't matter. We've got so much talent in Clay County. People are always saying, wow, there's a lot of talent. An untapped source out there.
It's unbelievable. And there's a lot of people I didn't know could sing and perform. And when I come to some of the other on, I'm amazed, and it's great, and we want to try to keep a variety of performers, not the same ones over and over. Now there will be one group that performs pretty much consistently at all of the shows.
Okay,
they're the ones that are providing the PA system. It's a group out of Kentucky, of course, between Burkesville and Pea Ridge. The gentleman there, his name is Mr. Tommy Watson. Some of the folks here know him, but he has a group of him and a group of fellas. They just get together, and they've been just playing instruments. They all sing. Some of them were members of other bands that no longer perform. And so they've been regularly meeting on Saturdays and some Friday nights, some Saturday nights, and performing and just kind of getting together for fun. And then he saw one of the musicals we had down here, and it gave him the idea of, you know, maybe we could do something like this regularly. And so since he has a PA system, that made it possible, because a lot of the cost for a musical is the rental of the PA system. And you have to have somebody that knows how to work it, and you have to have, and that, you know, that is the hard part.
It really is.
The expensive part about it. So
it is.
He's been gracious enough to provide that every time, and the fee he's going to take from the gate is probably very minimal. And, you know, a lot of times that fee for the PA can be quite large. So that's fabulous. And he and his group, they sing, they can perform anything, all kinds of, you know, different genres of music.
Wonderful.
And so I'm really excited. I've never heard of them. They didn't have a name, so when we put it in the paper, they just wanted to be called Music, so they're Music Boys now.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
So I'm excited. And
I am too.
Yeah, and so the 31st, this Saturday, is the first
show. Saturday night, the 31st?
Yes. Yes, it starts at 6.
Okay.
And then from that point on, we're going to try to have it, you know, almost every month, the second Saturday.
Okay.
Now, there will be a few months where we have to take off. I think that when the fair comes in the summer, and Don Sherrill, the one, you know, who does, he's over.
The
like,
obligation,
you know,
of the women's building
and so,
in the
which
fair
I totally understand. There's going to be a lot going on, so we're just going to take a few months off there, probably during the summer months. But, you know, we'll make sure everybody knows. We'll post it. And we want to try to maybe have flyers. After Saturday, the next show is Valentine's Day.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're hoping to have a good, you know, show. I told them we might try to do a tribute to love songs, but
exactly.
Not. Yes, and so, you know, if you don't have any plans for Valentine's Day, you know, maybe you can bring your sweetheart out or just come by yourself and have a good time.
Yeah.
But we're hoping that'll be fun.
That sounds
try to
a
make
lot
it
of fun.
Fun. Yes.
Yeah, well, I know you're busy, and I am so glad that you came in to let everybody know about it and
well, thank you for
inviting and share
me.
The information, and we'll keep it out there, too.
Okay.
You know,
that
we'll,
sounds fabulous.
We have regular announcements every day,
mm-hmm.
so we can get that on the on WBFB and on our 101.5
right.
with our community announcements
well,
daily,
thank
too.
Thank you so much. So. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming, Tara,
okay.
and I'll let you get back to work.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break here.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2015. Your Salina merchants have come together to work as a team to provide quality services and merchandise to our community. It's our goal that the Salina-Clay County area become more self-sufficient. We're committed to doing our part to see that this goal becomes a reality. The Merchants Association is asking you to join the effort. Be part of the team. Whenever possible, we encourage you to shop your local businesses. With your support, we can continue to sponsor special events and programs such as the Merchants Money Drawing, Customer Appreciation Day, and Salina Country Christmas. We're busy making plans for 2015, and our calendar of events can be found on our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page. And always right here on Kicks Country. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. I'm going to go over the birthdays and anniversaries now, and then we'll pick a winner, and we'll be concluding today's show with Lois Turner, who's come in after the recent State Fair, Fairs of the Fair competition, and we'll get a catch-up on how all that went. But I'd like to give the birthday and anniversary announcements today, and those are for this past week through today. Those of you who called in with announcements for February, that will be covered next week. And to start off, I want to say a big happy birthday to Caleb Burnett on January the 23rd, and also on January the 23rd, happy birthday to Howard Skipworth. On January the 24th, happy birthday to Bob Purser. He's a neighbor of mine down in Clark Subdivision. And also, big old happy birthday to Emerson Sharp. He was 4 years old on January the 24th. On January the 25th, I want to say
to this young man, happy birthday, Dr. Doug Young, on January the 25th. And then January the 26th, happy birthday to Brother Bill Threet with the Salina Church of Christ. And also, happy birthday to Abby Head on January the 26th. And to her twin sister, Lexi Head. Happy birthday, Lexi, and happy birthday, Abby. On January the 27th, happy birthday goes out to Edward Sweezy. He was 84 years old, and that's from his son, Raymond. And happy birthday to Ben Likens. He was 6 years old. Happy birthday, Ben, on January the 27th from your family and friends. And also, happy birthday to Wilmus Douglas Smith, age 76. And that was from his wife, Nina, and from Doyles and Barbara from the Union Hill community. Hey, we got a big 5-0 from Family 4, Kevin Westmoreland. It was his big 50th birthday. I hope everybody heard that. Kevin Westmoreland was 50 years old on January the 28th. On January the 29th, then, we have a happy birthday to Jackie Burnett. Jackie was 58. And also to Carla Kerr Smith, age 27. Happy birthday from family for both of those ladies. And then happy birthday to Tabitha Short on January the 29th. And I'm going to ask Miss Lois, who's sitting here, to draw a name out of the basket for me, please. And our winner today for the birthday cake is the last one called, and that's Tabitha Short. Happy birthday, and congratulations, Miss Tabitha Short. You can go by the Chamber of Commerce after 10:30 this morning and pick up your certificate to get a free Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake. Now I'm going to welcome you, Lois Turner, to the show. I appreciate you coming this morning. I know you all just pretty much just got back from the State Fair competition.
That's right, Susan, and thanks for having me. We had our annual TAF convention, that's our Tennessee Association of Fairs, and the Miss Fairest of the Fair pageant. Our Fairest of the Fair for Clay County is Jacqueline West.
All righty, yes, we know. She's a beautiful representative
yes.
for the county.
And we were so proud of her. She just looked so beautiful, so beautiful. There were 54 contestants, and the winner was from Benton County.
Benton County.
There are actually 60 fairs in the state, but not all have a Fairest of the Fair pageant.
Okay.
And I want to thank Jacqueline also. She wrote a beautiful thank you note for all the supporters and the fair members and everybody that is still supporting Jacqueline. And thank you so much for that, Jacqueline. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure she was grateful to get the opportunity, and she just did so well at the Clay County Fairs of the Fair, too. And it's such a nice thing to be able to go on and represent the county.
Yes, yes. Everybody that's associated with the Fairs of the Fair here in Clay County, we enjoy it, and we hope that this year we have more contestants and more participation. And each year you hope to get bigger and better each year.
Yeah, and that's such a good thing to look forward to also, to get to go on
mm-hmm.
and go to the competition, the state competition in Nashville.
And I think it helps a lot of girls, too, to get out and get their skills, you know, communication skills, to be up in front of people. Because you get older, you're going to be doing those things.
Right.
And I think it helps them a lot. And I know they tell us that down there at the state convention.
It does.
Those that were present from here at Clay County, we want to thank them too. And of course, that was David and Lori West, her parents.
That's Jacqueline's mom and dad.
Right. And then Madeline, her sister. Her grandmother, Barbara Butler. She had some aunts and uncles there, her Leanne and Jan. And Tim and Linda West. And her friends was Kate Tooley, Beverly, and Morgan Stewart were there. And there were 7 members from the Clay County Fair Association: Dean Walden, Sheila Long, Dorothy Webb, James and Judy Ashley, Dorothy Forney, and myself.
Well, it sounds like she had some good support. It's always nice to be able to look out
and see some familiar faces, that certainly helps to put you at ease a little bit.
It does. I'm sure it does. I've never been in a beauty pageant, and I don't think I'd ever want to, but at my age, I don't think they have them at this time of in life. But also, Susan, we won some awards down there this year.
Wonderful.
Each year at our fair, we have our exhibits, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we won first place on our quilt, and that was by Lillian White.
Wonderful.
We won third place on our fair scrapbook, which is done every year,
mm-hmm.
and that was by Dean Walden, and Wendy Key, I think, helped her son this year.
Great.
And also, we took an item that was called Recycle, Reuse, Repurpose.
Uh-huh.
And we took an item from by Nate Adams, and it was a Santa Claus face made out of tree bark and this grass plume. I'm not really sure the exact terminology for
mm-hmm.
the grass, but it was really pretty, and it was an honorable mention.
Wow.
And
way to go, Nate.
Yeah. And also, there's a few people we'd like to thank. And that's for all of Clay County that supports the pageant and the fair each year.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank everybody for that, and we hope you can continue that support.
Mm-hmm.
And also, thanks to everyone that donated items. We have
right.
an auction at the convention, and the items are auctioned off, silent auction,
mm-hmm.
and then they have a live auction. And I want to thank Lisa and Donna down at the county mayor's office. They put some of this stuff together for us, and
very
we
good.
Really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the items that were donated, we appreciate that, too. And I want to thank Diane at the Chamber of Commerce, because we headed out without some cards. And we stopped by there, and within a minute, she had me a beautiful card made.
Mm-hmm.
We put it in our baskets and stuff, and it was beautiful. And I really
wonderful.
Want to thank her for her.
Yeah, nice last minute. You know, Diane's good at that.
Yes.
You just tell her what you need, and she can put it together.
She can pull it out real quick and everything. The pageant's not really all that goes on down there. We have meetings during the day. And on Saturday night, we have our awards banquet. And that's when we get our awards and stuff. And we're, you know, always privileged when we get at least one. And this year we did get one and
yay.
Stuff. And it's called Merit Awards, and it's based on what we do during the year. Each year, what we can do to help our fair, to make it better, to
mm-hmm.
make our park better.
Mm-hmm.
And all the money that is made at the fair goes back into the fair for the next year or for items for the park.
Mm-hmm.
Like this year, we bought a scoreboard. We're having lights put in,
mm-hmm.
and all that money goes back into the fair
right.
and items of that nature. You know, this stuff isn't done for free.
True.
You know, we pay for everything that goes on during that fair.
Yeah.
And all that money goes to them for that. Work there. We're volunteers. We do not get paid for any
right.
of this.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think all the volunteers, they really work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they do.
Because it gets hot out there sometimes.
It does.
And, you know, you've been there with me, Susan,
yeah,
at the gate.
It does
and,
get hot.
And, but, you know, we have seminars and things of that nature where we can learn some new stuff for our fair next year.
Right. That's wonderful. That's a good opportunity. And it's good that so many people were represented from Clay County, especially the fair board members or
yes.
Those participants with the pageant
yes.
to go down and learn new things that
uh-huh.
are going on.
And we did have some seminars on the pageant this year, and it's good networking, too. You know, you can get ideas from other fairs that's around that have done things, and they have instrumented different little things in their fairs that and bring back here with us.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lois, for that excerpt from what happened at the fair this year and the state fair competition. And I need to get ready to wrap it up. I'd like to mention February the 6th, the Clay County Mobile Pantry Second Harvest will have their food distribution at the Clay County Recreation Complex Women's Building. About 250 tickets will be available. Limit 2 families per vehicle. Out-of-state and out-of-county vehicles will be turned away. The distribution should begin about 9:30 in the morning. And recipients are asked to please share with your neighbors or friends. If the amount that you receive is just too much for your family, please don't waste it. Share it. Money donations and volunteers to help are always accepted by the Second Food Harvest. And also, parents, I hope you'll catch this and encourage your students to participate. I've seen evidence of the many talents that our youth have in Clay County, among those art. Clay County High School students are invited to participate in the Reba Bacon Memorial High School Art Competition and compete for money awards established by Bacon's husband in her honor. Any student, grades 9 through 12, can submit one entry per category. Artwork has to be can be registered in 9 categories with 4 awards for each group. Entry forms and more detailed information can be obtained by calling the Art Society office at 931-526-2424. This is just a wonderful opportunity. It's also for other public, private, and homeschooled high school age students. And in closing, I want to thank our guests today for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everyone a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. And please keep our military in your daily prayers. I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.